Well, yesterday you could help either flipping on the radio or watching television if you took a spin around the dial. Showing the way for the Edmonton Oilers was the news of Connor McDavid everywhere.
Connor McDavid re-signing with the Edmonton Oilers.
2 years at $12.5 million a season.
My jaw hit the desk.
I did not see that one coming.
The best player in the game today may have just signed the most team-friendly contract in NHL history.
Excited to see us fight through adversity and looking forward to people doubting us again.
Looking forward to seeing Connor McDavid as an Edmonton Oiler the next 3 years and perhaps beyond if they build around him as he's clearly wanting them to do. Joining me now from the Green Zone, host Jamie Nye for his take on Connor. Your thoughts, sir?
This is a deal that signals Connor McDavid wants to win a Stanley Cup and he wants to win it right bleeping now. The salary cap's going up big time next year and the year after that when his deal kicks in. The Oilers are going to have a ton of room. They're going to have a bundle of room to sign a goaltender or something along the or multiple players for depth. This signals Connor McDavid wants to win, but it also signals if you can't win with me giving you this team-friendly deal, bye in 3 years. Yeah. Like that's what it looks like from Connor McDavid. Let's win right now. I'm going to give you a huge, huge deal. Like, this is a bargain for the Edmonton Oilers because he could have signed for $18, $19 million per
season. Yeah, refresh everyone's memory. We just had a hot deal in Minnesota.
Kaprizov. Yeah, Kaprizov signed for $17. McDavid's worth more than that, if not $18, $19. So he's giving them an extra player, a real good depth piece.
Yeah. Isn't it wonderful as an Edmonton Oilers fan how great of a guy Connor McDavid is? Because I believe this is a deal that's helping the Oilers.
Absolutely it is. This is a deal that shows his loyalty for the moment with he and Leon Draisaitl, but also leaving, you know, room if the salary cap keeps going up in the future to maybe get his money. But for now, it's clear. He looks at Leon, he looks at Evan Bouchard, Darnell Nurse, all the guys who are under contract that, okay, we have a core. And if I take a big pay cut and it feels like a pay cut because he could have got paid way more money than he accepted, go get me some more players and we can win a cup.
Jamie, this also makes me think that he made this announcement, took this deal because of everything you've just said, but thank goodness he did it before the season started because I don't care what you say. The other players are probably going to play a lot happier and be more involved than they ever were knowing that Connor is now taken care of.
Anywhere he would have gone, it would have been, oh, he's... If they go in a swoon in the middle of the season, oh, does this mean Connor is now looking to get out? Now that's all put to rest. He did not want to have this as a distraction. He didn't want it to be a distraction. I think he knew he was going to sign before puck drop. It was just a matter of, you know, getting the dollars and cents and really waking up one morning and going, no, this is the best place for me. Let's do this deal. Let's do a short-term deal, give the team a big bargain, and go win a cup.
Well, Jamie, I appreciate you getting up so early this morning with me. And you know what? I'm going to challenge you to wake up early tomorrow because let's face it, hockey season starts tonight with only 3 games.
Yeah.
But the Canadian teams roll tomorrow night. You and I will both announce who we believe is going to be in the Stanley Cup tomorrow morning on this show.
Can I say the Oilers for the third straight year? I don't know if that's a smart idea.
I want you to sleep on it. Don't say it now. Yeah. We're going to tee up the entire season tomorrow. But the big story of the day, Connor McDavid is back, baby. Thanks, Jamie.
No problem.
Well, how about that? Rush is returning for a 50-something anniversary tour next year. Geddy Lee, Alex Leifson will be joined by German drummer Annika Niles, I believe it is. She has an unbelievable task of sitting in for the late Neil Peart, as some say Pert, some say Peart. I always thought Neil said it was Peart originally. But Geddy and Alex posted an Instagram video of their conversation about playing with a new drummer along with one other member likely too.
My bass tech had been on tour with Jeff Beck, and he had been working with this drummer named Annika Niles. Talented and powerful. And this is going to be fun. I love the idea of being able to wander over to you, wander over to the drummer, and just be a bass player. So I think we will find ourselves adding a keyboard player.
It will be very liberating for you, and we can start working on the dance routines.
That's Alex giving a little stick to Getty there on the stage so that he can move around a little more, adding a keyboard player. The tour starts June 7th, and it starts at the last place they played live, LA's Kia Forum, back in 2015. So far, only a couple Canadian dates in Toronto announced. Maybe more will come, but they released Rush 50 back in March, and it had 50 tracks of studio and live Rush singles on that. But never a huge Rush fan, but occasionally don't mind hearing a song or two, that's for sure. Blue Jays fans all set, the Jays and Yankees. Tonight, it's do or die for New York, 6 o'clock our time. The Jays enter game 3 of the best of 5 with a 2-0 lead and a combined score of 23-8 from the first two games right now. Pitcher Shane Bieber gets the ball for the Jays tonight. The Yankees are going to counter with Carlos Rodon in this one. Boy, he's an 18-game winner who won game 2 of New York's wildcard series against Boston. This will be good if the Jays win tonight. Well, then they'll stand by for the winner of the series between Seattle and Detroit. And even buying tickets for the matchup in New York City hasn't been easy for a lot of Jays fans, with the Yankees limiting ticket sales to fans in New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Pennsylvania. But Ryan May is a Canadian who's lived there in New York for a while. He's got tickets to the game.
I used to be scared to wear my jersey to the games. Depending on where you're sitting, it's not always wise to wear opposing team jerseys, but when it's the Blue Jays, I have to.
Obviously, if game 4 is necessary, that'll be played tomorrow at Yankee Stadium, and if they were to push and tie it up, well then game 5 would return to Toronto on Friday evening going into Thanksgiving long weekend. But yeah, as you'll hear from Kevin Martell and Jillian Massey, one of our reporters, she's been going around town talking to local pub and bar owners and discovered that, yeah, lots of people are walking in on game night, which is great for the economy right here in our own backyard. Love to see that. And I've seen a few vehicles driving around with those flags that are normally Flames or Oilers this time of the year. Other Blue Jays flags flying on some vehicles, too. I gotta give a big shout out to the under 10 aerial assassins from the Regina Youth Flag Football League. They just took home the title of under 10 national champs. Congratulations to them. And also a heads up over at Regina Airport. There could be a few dark clouds of smoke across the sky and off and on throughout the day as emergency crews are all gathering there right now, as a matter of fact, and going through some emergency exercises just to be on top of it. If, gosh forbid, ever anything did happen at the Regina Airport. But yeah, you might see some plumage above the airport area off and on today. It's just exercises they're going through there. Prime Minister Mark Carney is going to have his second meeting in the Oval Office with President Trump today. And Carney is definitely going to be balancing the expectations of a lot of Canadians with the realities of trying to negotiate any tariff relief. Trump indicated yesterday he's committed to the tariff, so I don't expect them to disappear entirely.
Everybody's moving back into the U.S., and he's probably going to be asking about tariffs. They're losing a lot of companies in Canada. They're coming into they left here. They left here 20 years ago when presidents that sat right at this desk weren't doing their job properly. They were probably good politicians, but they weren't good at business, and they allowed these companies to leave. And all they had to do is do what I'm doing right now. And, you know, I'm not saying it's the easiest thing to do, but it is. It's effective.
Carney getting a lot of advice, including Ontario Premier Doug Ford. He was busy trying to tell him,
we have more critical minerals than anywhere in the entire world. That our greatest friends and allies, south of the border, need. That's what I want to come out of the conversation. I don't want the Prime Minister in there getting bullied and telling them you're doing this, you're doing that. It's not going
to
work.
It's hard to have or know what sort of expectations we should have, but I heard Brian Kingston, president of the Canadian Vehicle Manufacturers Association, hoping for at least a hint of progress.
I don't expect that we're going to see an agreement that removes all tariffs on automotive. I think this is part of ongoing conversations and discussions that will hopefully get us to that point.
And as you would expect, it was a hot topic in Parliament Monday, too, with Conservative leader Pierre Poilievre Carney to return home with more than just a photo op behind him.
Surely he's not just going for a photo op and to make more excuses.
The conversation will center on trade issues and what we want to do to protect Canadian industries and Canadian workers. At the same time, building an economy in North America that's in the interest of both countries.
Surely after promising to negotiate a win, to have a deal by July the 21st, the Prime Minister's not flying all the way to Washington, D.C., just to have lunch.
Was the leader of the opposition suggesting if the president of the United States invites you to go to Washington for a meeting and a working lunch, we should have just said no and hung the phone up?
Well, you can't deny Carney needs to deliver something today after all of these meetings. But I don't know. It's so hard to tell right now with Donald Trump. You never know. I'm sure there's going to be a mention of the Golden Dome. Trump likes to keep that in the headlines. And no doubt defense spending is going to catch Trump's attention, too. But I think I said this earlier. I still feel that Trump being in the middle of an agreed Middle East peace plan and Carney coming in as Canada recognizes the Palestinian state, I will not be surprised, especially since today is the second anniversary, right, of Gaza war. And I don't know. I think there'll be a little bit of a smackdown. You know what Trump likes to do when the cameras are rolling. I think there's going to be a poke at that too, but we'll see. And this is the great thing. It's happening all through the Evan Bray Show. And whenever necessary, we'll take you to the Oval Office and hear what the Prime Minister and the President are discussing in real time. Yeah, indeed. Another big winner this week in guaranteed weather. Jody Spees from Regina, happily accepting the fact I was wrong when I called her up.
Hello.
Is this Jody Spees?
It sure is.
It's me, Greg Morgan from 980 CJME.
Wow, I'm excited to hear from you, Greg.
Do you know why I would call you on this day?
I think I have a sneaking suspicion.
So I take it you occasionally listen to my show, right?
You betcha.
You know how it works. Sometimes yeah. I nail the weather, sometimes I don't. And if I'm off by 3 degrees or more, you win.
And I'm hoping that's the case.
That would make me a giant mistake. You're not happy about that, are you?
I felt that because it makes me a winner.
Put out your hand. I'm going to count this money out for you. Are you ready?
You betcha.
Here's a $100 bill.
Oh.
Here's another.
Oh, my.
Here's another.
Oh, wow.
What are we at now?
300.
Okay. No, I can't give you another 100, but I can give you 20, 40, 60, 70, 75. How about that?
That would be absolutely amazing.
You just won $375 because I was wrong.
Woohoo! That is fantastic.
Jody, that's good Thanksgiving Day pocket money coming along at the right time, isn't it?
It sure is. I love it.
Can that provide the family with a turkey this weekend or not?
It sure can. I haven't bought one yet, so this is what I need to buy. Sounds wonderful.
Jody, did you enter? Did someone enter for you?
I entered myself.
Well, it paid off. $375 just for taking 2 minutes. That's all it probably took you, right?
Oh, yeah. Not even. Yeah,
online.
Really quick.
CJME.com. Everyone else should do it. And Jody, I got some more good news. You ready for this?
What's that?
I'm putting your name back in the draw because no matter, even if you win, you got another chance. Maybe you're going to hear your name called out again. All right?
Oh, that would be absolutely amazing.
Jody, happy Thanksgiving weekend.
Well, you made mine even happier. So thank you so much.
Ah, my pleasure. Again, thank you to our friends at Windsor Plywood and Dahar Hair Restoration, too, for the support on guaranteed weather. I mentioned how we'll be addressing whatever happens between our Prime Minister and the President at the White House throughout the morning on Evan Bray. And don't forget to Freedom Convoy leaders Tamara Leach and Chris Barber will be in Ottawa court today to learn their fate for the roles in the protest movement that blockaded downtown Ottawa for a few weeks nearly 4 years ago. When that judge's ruling comes up, Evan will have that as well. Lots of my friends were texting me yesterday about Connor McDavid taking $5 to $7 million less to help Edmonton win a cup. Hey, I'm happy. He's a superstar that wants to win. He could have asked for more. He could have taken all the money, but he wants to win. And I think he has enough endorsements, so I'm excited to make up for it. But, yeah, leaving room for the oil to plan for the future and stack the team, however, with youth and maybe some unrestricted free agents in the future. It's 3 years of more Connor. Let's face it, this year and the two additional, and I bet as they build on the team and they give him what they want, he'll sign longer, too. And I know there are some people say, oh, the Players Association counting on him to set the bar higher. He shouldn't have done that. Now all the GMs are going to laugh at players seeking more than Connor. But I remind you all that Gino Malkin was making more than Sidney Crosby. Draisaitl made more than Connor last year. McDavid, like Crosby, he took less over the years to leave room for young talent and work the salary caps. He has said all along he wanted to stay at Edmonton. And, hey, I love it. If this doesn't come together after 3 years, though, I don't think anyone, including me, will criticize Connor if he wanted to leave, especially if the Oilers haven't put together a cup-winning club like, say, the Panthers to formulate a team that returns year after year to the championship. But, hey, as for leaving 12 mil, if not more on the table over the next couple of years to win a cup, even his fellow players, according to GM Stan Bowman, were stunned.
The players were shocked as well. Like, holy cow, what a leader this guy is. And I think everyone probably had the same reaction. But, you know, I guess getting to know Connor how I have, you know, over the last year, he is a one-of-a-kind guy. Like, he's so such a tremendous leader and so motivated to try to win. And I think that's a testament to who he is as a person.
And you know, one last point. I think Connor took his time with his deal on purpose all through summer. I think he's friends with a lot of these unrestricted free agents coming up in the summer and said, you know what, I'm thinking of doing this, maybe. I think they talk amongst themselves on the golf course. So he's planning ahead, man. It's all good. I love it. It's 827.